This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Friday, and you know a Friday can't go by without talking to our friend from Fanatic Sportsbook, excuse me. Also MLB Network and NBA TV. It's Ariel Epstein. And Ariel, before we get to your best bets, this AL East looks like a division that nobody wants to win. The Red Sox are only 5.5 back of both the Orioles and Yankees. Neither one playing good baseball right now.
No, and thanks for having me on, guys. Happy Friday. The AL East is wide open for the taking. I'm concerned for all these teams in the division because of pitching. The Yankees just don't have a solid number two. The O's, Grayson Rodriguez goes down. The Red Sox, I don't trust anybody. Plus, their half their rotation's pretty young in Boston. But I think the American League's just wide open for the taking in general. You've got a much stronger AL West. You have a stronger AL Central. The AL East, I mean, listen, if I'm like more nervous for anyone, it's the AL Central right now.
Well, Ariel, let's get to your best bets. The Braves and Rockies, first pitch at 8:40. Two teams really struggling coming in, but one of your best bets includes Tanner Gordon, the Rockies starting pitcher.
I love this play tonight for the Rockies righty Tanner Gordon to go over 3.5 strikeouts. So Gordon hasn't faced a high K rate team yet this year. Atlanta is a high K rate team. But even in the games that Gordon faced these other lower K rate teams, he's had at least 4 strikeouts in 3 of 4 starts. Gordon throws strikes, and that's the thing you got to love about him. His chase rate, it would be 3rd in Major League Baseball at just over 35% if he qualified. Of course, he's only had 4 starts. Gordon was also drafted by the Braves in 2019. He was traded to Colorado from Atlanta last July. So there's a little bit of a revenge spot here, like, hey, this is what you lost after you drafted me. But the Braves are averaging just over 5 strikeouts a game against righty starters. And since the All-Star break, that's 18 games, the Braves are now averaging just over 6 strikeouts a game against righty starters. With Gordon being a strikeout type of pitcher, you got to go here with the over 3.5 Ks.
Yeah, Bravos are struggling. The Phillies were struggling. They're now pretty hot. Had a nice series against the Dodgers. They travel to Arizona where the Diamondbacks look like they're picking up where they left off last October. October, September, and August. And they're playing great ball out west. How do you handicap this one?
I call this a fishy line. So there's reverse line movement, which means the line's moving in favor of the team that the public's not on. So the public's heavily backing Philly. Of course, it's their ace, Zach Wheeler, on the mound. However, the line moved 20 cents in favor of Arizona. So that gets me thinking, okay, if the public loves Philly today, but the Sharps are moving the line towards Arizona, why? Well, Wheeler doesn't pitch as well on the road. But aside for that, I saw that the Phillies faced the Dodgers prior to facing Arizona yesterday. I go, oh, bullpen usage. That probably is pretty bad for Philly right now. It is. Pretty much every reliever for Philadelphia is in the red because they just faced the Dodgers and now they get the D-backs. Whereas Arizona's bullpen's much more rested. Paul Sewald seems to be returning back to his old self, the Arizona closer. 3 straight scoreless outings. And Ryan Nelson, who's starting for Arizona, hasn't been pitching so bad since the beginning of July. He's 3-0, 2.98 ERA, has allowed 1 home run since the beginning of July. I'll take a shot here on the home dog.
Talking to Ariel Epstein, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Ariel, we got the Mets and the Mariners tonight. Jose Quintana on the mound for the Mets. What are you looking at here?
I'm looking at Quintana to go over 4.5 Ks. So Quintana, in his last 10 starts, 2.59 ERA. He's 5-2. I was like, oh, what is Quintana doing better recently in the last month than he did previously? He's been throwing the curveball more. And Quintana is getting a lot more swing and miss on the curve, which is why in his last four outings against high K rate teams, he's had at least five strikeouts. So now Seattle is on pace, according to my MLB researchers at MLB Network, Seattle is on pace to have the highest strikeout rate in baseball history. Against lefties this year, Seattle's averaging just under six strikeouts a game. And against the just breaking balls in general, against any breaking balls, they're hitting 194 and have the second highest strikeout rate. And if Quintana's going to throw that curve a lot more, then you're going to see Seattle striking out more like they do per usual. So I'm going to take the over 4.5 Ks on Quintana.
Before we let you go, Ariel, we're all old enough to remember when your Baltimore Ravens were a winning and covering machine in the preseason.
Yes.
The streak is now over, and we will always lament that. But will you dabble at all in Ravens fake football here in the next couple weeks?
Oh, guys, I can't do it. I just feel like the magic is gone.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm hopeful, because if they have a really bad preseason, maybe they'll actually make it to the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
I also saw that majority of action on Fanatics Sportsbook is on under 11.5 wins on the Ravens, which, guys, this is great. The public is finally off of us. You never want to be on the side of the public, unless, of course, you're Tom Brady, then everyone bets you and you still win. But normally, when you're on the side of the public, you lose. And that's what's been happening to the Ravens the last couple of years. I'm ready for everyone to come off of us so that the Ravens can just start being underdogs again. And then that's when everyone's like, oh, wow, pleasantly surprised.
Ariel Epstein, let the people know where they can find you.
Fanatics Sportsbook, MLB Network, NBA TV, and on social media at Ariel Epstein.
Ariel, you're the best. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.